With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. UPS is addressing its holiday delivery logistics in the wake of the recent crash of one of its jets in Kentucky.
UPS grounded its fleet of McDonnell Douglas MD-11s after a fiery crash in Louisville, Kentucky earlier this month. 14 people were killed, including the plane's crew of three, when the left engine detached during takeoff. Now the company says that fleet is expected to miss the peak holiday season as it goes through inspections and possible repairs. An internal memo predicts it'll be several months before the MD-11 fleet returns to service. UPS says it intends to rely on contingency plans to deliver for customers throughout the peak holiday season. I'm Ben Thomas.
The holiday shopping season is off to a strong start, correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Shoppers shopped till they dropped on Black Friday. Adobe Analytics, which tracks e-commerce, says U.S. consumers spent a record $11.8 billion online Friday. Traffic was especially heavy from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. local time, when some $12.5 million passed through online shopping carts every minute. Adobe says even on Thanksgiving Day, consumers broke records, spending $6.4 billion online. Software company Salesforce estimates that Black Friday online sales totaled $18 billion in the U.S., $79 billion globally. I'm Donna Water.
Airlines worldwide are scrambling after Airbus ordered an urgent software rollback on thousands of A320 jets. The fix follows a flight control glitch tied to solar radiation, causing delays and cancellations globally. And a lot of snow, rain, and cold weather await travelers for the rest of this Thanksgiving holiday weekend. This is SRN News. Another city declares itself a sanctuary for the unborn.
On a unanimous vote, the town council of Wolforth, Texas, has declared abortion to be illegal within its borders, becoming the 85th pro-life sanctuary city in the nation. The movement was prompted when liberal cities began to declare themselves sanctuaries for illegal immigrants a few years ago. According to the Sanctuary Cities for the Unborn Initiative, Wolforth is the fifth city in Lubbock County and 68th city in Texas to join the campaign. Michael Harrington reporting.
The annual Christmas market in the German city of Magdeburg is open nearly a year after it was the scene of a horrific car ramming attack that left six people dead. The city and the organizers of the market have invested nearly $300,000 in new security systems, including concrete blocks that are supposed to keep cars from entering the pedestrian area. This is SRN News. A renowned British playwright has died.
Tom Stoppard, who won an Academy Award for the screenplay for 1998's Shakespeare in Love, has died. He was 88 years old. In a statement released on Saturday, United Agents said that Stoppard died peacefully at his home in Dorset in southern England, surrounded by his family. They said the playwright will be remembered for his works, for their brilliance and humanity, and for his wit and generosity of spirit, and his profound love of the English language. They added, "It was an honor to work with Tom and to know him." I'm Karen Chamas.
Over the weekend, Elon Musk's X unveiled a feature that lets users see where an account is based. Online sleuths and experts quickly found that many popular accounts, often posting in the support of the U.S. MAGA movement with thousands or hundreds of thousands of followers, are based outside the U.S. More details at srnnews.com.